This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. More Colorado-grown and produced ingredients could soon be showing up in school cafeterias. That's thanks to new state funding. Nearly $24 million in funding will go to more than 130 school districts around the state. Most of the money will help schools buy food from local producers, expand on-site meal prep, and boost pay for cafeteria workers. The grant program is funded by a tax on Coloradans earning more than $300,000 annually. Colorado's governor says he's alarmed by President Donald Trump's policy of requiring public stakes in private companies. Jared Polis says the practice is antithetical to American capitalism.
There's no question President Trump is socializing major sectors of the economy, particularly those related to the military, to materials.
The Trump administration has acquired public stakes in companies like Intel and U.S. Steel. A California-based rent processor will stop applying surcharges that violate Colorado law. That's after a settlement with the state's attorney general. CPR's Avi Kian has more.
DeMuso Incorporated charged Colorado renters a credit card surcharge higher than the state's limit of 2%. According to the settlement agreement, DeMuso will pay Colorado $100,000. The company also must cap fees for rent payments, end fee-sharing arrangements with Colorado properties, and provide free payment alternatives to renters. Ava Kian, CPR News.
The world's largest operating steam locomotive rolled into Greeley yesterday. It left Denver Wednesday afternoon and arrived at Greeley's 10th Street crossing around 2 in the afternoon. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.